This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S.'s top diplomat criticized Israel ahead of a U.N. Security Council vote on Friday on a resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza, Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday made his strongest public criticism so far of Israel's conduct of the war in South Gaza.
There does remain a gap between exactly what I said when I was there, the intent to protect civilians, and the actual results that we're seeing on the ground.
Blinken was speaking at a news conference following a meeting with Britain's foreign secretary in Washington. It comes as Israeli forces continue their bombardment of the Palestinian enclave, battling Hamas militants in Gaza's biggest cities. Israel has said it is doing everything possible to get civilians out of harm's way, including warnings about military operations.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. U.S. and Iraqi officials say a rocket attack at the sprawling U.S. embassy in Baghdad has caused minor damage but no casualties. Iran-backed militias in Iraq have claimed responsibility for dozens of attacks that targeted bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria since the Israel-Hamas war began 2 months ago. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Pope Francis was well enough to read the Angelus prayer from a Vatican window overlooking St. Peter's Square on Friday, speaking unaided for the first time since suffering from an acute lung inflammation 2 weeks ago.
Oggi pomeriggio mi recherò prima Santa Maria Maggiore.
The pontiff, who turns 87 later this month, has asked aides to help read his prayers and messages in the past weeks, and last week canceled the planned trip to the COP28 climate summit in Dubai on doctor's orders after a bout of flu and an associated lung problem. This is VOA News.